Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This email came in from Celia on our, she actually wrote this whole thing on our Instagram. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram and shot us a message. She says, "Hey guys, I wanted to share something a friend of mine recently admitted because honestly I didn't know whether to laugh, judge her, or ask if other women secretly do the same thing. But I think it would be a great show segment for Use Guys," is what she wrote, with Z's.
I love
Use Guys. She told me that she has taken a souvenir from every guy's place that she's ever dated. Not big, expensive stuff, just whatever she could walk out with that she liked. She goes on to say, for example, one time she grabbed some Chanel makeup that an ex-girlfriend had left behind because, as she put it, it was my shade, and also it was Chanel.
Well, yeah, okay. You grab that.
It's expensive stuff, right?
Yeah.
I might even take that. She says she's taken mugs and ball caps. She took a Nutribullet. She even took a throw pillow she thought would look good on her couch. Dang. She's got a little klepto action going on. Now, Celia says, I asked her if she felt bad about any of it, and she says, honestly, not really. They'll survive. So now I'm curious, are other women doing this too? It might be funny to open up your phone lines and let the ladies call in with the souvenirs they've taken, whether it's a remote, a razor, a dog collar, a favorite pair of boxers. She wrote, ha, ha, ha. I'm starting to think my friend isn't as unique as she believes. Love the show, guys. And that's from Celia. So there's the question on the table. If you guys are interested in calling in and telling us what you've taken, it doesn't have to be limited to the ladies.
Yeah.
Dudes are taking stuff too, I'm sure. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I guess I will put the spotlight on the lady on the show.
Okay.
Have you done this?
I'm trying to think, like, outside of a hoodie or a shirt or, like, a pair of sweatpants that I wore while I was hanging out, like, I don't think I've just purposefully taken something that's in plain sight. Now, the last boyfriend I had, like, straight-up boyfriend was the hippie. I mean, he already lived in a camper on the mountain. He didn't have much for me to take.
We know he didn't steal your deodorant. Like,
exactly. So I don't think I actually have been in this situation where I took something. I feel like it's stealing, isn't it?
Obviously, yes. That's the thing. It's stealing. But a lot of times you're pissed too when you leave. So you're going to take something and walk off with it. So that's my thing. I was pretty hot and heavy with a girl back in the day, and I got her a stereo system one Christmas. And it was like, I mean, we're talking a while ago because it was like one of those bookshelf units.
Yeah.
So you got the middle and then the two speakers. I got it to her, I gave it to her for Christmas. It kind of fell apart like 3 months later, found out she was cheating, blah, 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 the whole nine. So I took the left speaker to that stereo system.
Just the left.
The last time I was over there, I don't remember how I smuggled it out, but yes. So she got everything from there on out just out of the right channel. So I took the left speaker
and
bounced.
That's,
I was like,
funny.
Screw you. I gave just you this. I should have probably just taken the whole thing back since I gave it to her.
Yeah.
But I think it was more diabolical just to take one of the speakers.
No, absolutely.
That's and pretty
it,
good.
Now that you put it that way, I guess I did take back a car. I gave
the whole car?
I did. I gave the bad boyfriend my Geo Metro because his truck broke down. And so he was driving that up until when we broke up. And then when we broke up and he came to get everything, I hid the key. I don't know where it is. It's my Metro anyway. So I kept the Metro. I kept the Metro from him. So I guess that's as close
as I
come. I
think he won in that situation.
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, take the Metro.
What are you talking about? $15 to fill your tank. I won.
That's great. Josh, yeah. Did you take anything?
You know what? I don't know if I've taken anything. I've had a lot of stuff taken from me. And it's things that you notice like months later when you're like, oh, I need this, that, or the other thing. And I've had things from literally like my shampoo and conditioner taken. The biggest one that I hated that was taken out of complete spite was a brand new like Lego set that was still in the box. And she admitted it to me. I thought I lost this thing like for months and months. And she actually came back and admitted, because we were on horrible terms when the breakup happened.
Okay.
And then we kind of, I guess, reconciled with each other and we're friends again a little bit. And she's like, I need to admit something to you. And I was like, oh, what's up? Like, what's going on? And she admitted. And I was like, I was looking for that for months.
Oh,
and you
the Lego set?
The Lego, because I wanted to, it was brand new.
What was it?
Dude, it was a huge, the white, oh, I can't think of the name. The white Star Wars ship. And it was the UCS. So it's called the Ultimate Collector Series. It sounds so nerdy. But it's like a $700 Lego set.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would have taken that too.
I was livid. And I was like re-mad at her again. I was like, you took it? We were fine. Why did you take this?
I hate you all over again.
That's exactly how I felt. And she actually ended up giving it back to me because she didn't know that it was like so expensive. And I was like, it was, yeah.
It's a $700.
But you called her out on it and got it back.
Yeah.
Oh, I was solid. That's like a felony. I was like, dude, that's.
You don't want to go to jail because of a Lego set, lady.
That's kind of my logic. And I was pissed though. When she admitted it, I was like, you actually took that. And she's like, well, I was upset at you. And I was like, you don't steal that.
You don't steal a man's Legos.
You don't.
Did you guys have any messages you want to read? The text line exploded with this.
I want to read one from Alex that stood out to me right away. I left his hoodie, but when the last time I saw him, I took one shoe, the left shoe, from every one of his favorite pairs.
Awesome.
The left shoe.
That's fantastic.
Come
sweet
on.
Revenge.
That's really funny because you know that after the third misplaced left shoe, they're
like
wait
a minute.
I guess it wasn't a balanced relationship.
This one came in from Amy. She said, I stole my ex-boyfriend's plunger. He had crappy plumbing and used it almost daily. And I found out he cheated on me, so I grabbed it on the way out while he was in the backyard.
Fantastic.
I'm sure he wasn't too happy about it,
fantastic,
but it made me giggle.
Where's my plunger? It's so full. It's so full.
And
get a coat hanger.
Like, when you need that, like, there's
you
no
need
time
it
to waste.
You
so
need it. A couple more came in on the text line. I once took a hand-carved wooden spoon that his grandma made. I still use it to stir my soup. She said, damn nice spoon. Okay, that's all right. I took a backup car key because I was mad. I threw it in a drawer at my place. I found it a few years later. That's pretty wicked. A lot of water bottles coming in, noise-canceling earplugs. Somebody walked out with a handheld milk frother. Don't know why they felt like they needed that. camping chairs. And then I do like this one. This one's kind of evil, too. It was Janessa who wrote in and said, I took his leather-bound journal, and I read everything in it to my girlfriends.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, no.
That's naughty.
Dear diary.
Jeez, wicked. Thanks, guys, for the calls and comments.